So I sent you some audio today. Did you get it?
No, you did not. You lie.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I send you anything early in the day, I'm always anxious because I'm like, if I send him too early, he's going to tell me he didn't receive it. But at 3:54 p.m. today. 3:54. Let me see. No, not that time.
No.
I sent it to you at, wait. Ah, here it is. I sent it to you at 12:14 p.m. today.
12:14.
6 hours ago. Yep.
Surprised you're even awake at that point.
Do you want me to resend it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I got it. I did not see it.
What's the point of my sending you audio if you're not going to bother opening the emails from me? What's the point?
During the day, I'm on two separate email machines. So I'm on this email machine during the day, and every now and then I will send you an email from that email machine, which probably confuses you. But when you send it to that email account, I really don't look at that until we get ready to go on the air.
Well, clearly you didn't look at it because you didn't even know I sent you anything.
You know how many emails I get between noon and now? A gazillion. I didn't go back. Sorry.
Isn't mine the most important? Shouldn't you have like some sort of folder that mine goes into that you know it's coming from me? I mean, you get like stuff for penis enlargement. You don't need that right now. You need that later.
I'll tell you what I got. I got an email from Donald Trump Jr. I got an email from Team Trump. They have a brand new item for me.
Yeah, you know what the item is?
I don't know what the item is.
It went viral yesterday on Twitter. People are pissed.
It's a welcome mat.
It's a t-shirt. Nope, they have a t-shirt. This is vile. I'm sorry. Like, and I feel bad because, you know, when I was at WR, we had all the Trumps on the show all the time, and they seemed like, you know, we didn't know them yet, but now we realize like this is so vile, and talk about like the timing of this is so awful. Donald Trump Jr. has a new t-shirt that he's trying to sell and make money off of that says guns don't kill people, Alec Baldwin kills people.
No, they do not have that.
100%.
No,
yeah.
They do not.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was all over Twitter yesterday and I was like, this has to be a joke. There's no way this is real. But yeah, way to capitalize on, and like way too soon. Way too soon.
It's always going to be too soon because somebody died.
Right.
If he just shot the gun and it went into a wall, then come out with that joke. But
yeah.
Somebody died.
Right.
You know, no, they sent me the email that I got. They're offering me this. So this I might buy. So I guess you put this in front of your house. When people come up to ring your doorbell, it says, don't blame this family. We voted for Trump. And I just think that's funny.
That is kind of funny.
I guarantee I could give it to my neighbor. He would love that. It would be the favorite thing ever.
You should Photoshop out the T. Don't blame this family. We voted for Rump.
For Rump?
Yeah, you love ass.
Oh, no. I'm going to buy this for your boyfriend, and you have to put it in front of your house. He would love that for Christmas.
You know what? We're not allowed to have welcome mats in our hallways.
That's your excuse?
Yeah, no. It's against the rules of the building. It's funny. Somebody put a welcome mat out, and the building went nuts, and they sent notes, and people were calling downstairs. You would think that somebody had, like, you know, an arsenal of weapons, like left an AK-47 leaning on their door. But it was like a welcome mat that said something silly like, you know, a good pug lives here or something like that. And the building went berserk. They're like, you need to read your bylaws. Yeah, it was scandal. So there's, as much as I'd love to have a welcome mat like that because it would be hilarious. Yeah, no, I'd have a problem.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't get your email, because I get so many emails, not only from Donald, from his kids, and now Team Trump. So there are three now that I get from Trump, and I could easily go in and say, you know, take me off your list.
No, why would you? It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's great show prep for us. So
of course.
So that's the hell you have to live with. I get all these Trump emails and yours gets buried. Sorry.
Once again, Trump is in my way.
Yeah, sorry. I can't bring to myself to say unsubscribe because I enjoy them.
Okay, so I have two clips for you today, and they're both from the UK, and they're both from, one is a radio / television interview, and the other is a UK game show. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to do like a little segment right now about TV in the UK.
That's the open.
I don't know. I guess so. you didn't make me one, so.
What do they call it in the UK? Tube? No. They call it the telly.
The telly.
There you go. We'll call it clips from the telly.
Clips from the telly.
So you want me to play Michael Graham? Mike Graham,
yes,
here?
Yes, please.
All right. So this is the first clip from the telly. And this is a guy named Mike Graham.
Okay. So here's what I need to explain to you about this before you play it. So there is a activist group who is trying to raise awareness about climate change. And what they've been doing is they've been gluing themselves to things. And they're doing that just to get awareness and attention and that kind of thing. So the first question Mike Graham asks is, what have you glued yourself to? You might not understand like why he's asking that. Mm-hmm. It's a very inside baseball kind of thing.
Morning, Mike.
Oh, hello. What are you glued to, Cameron?
Just to your screen, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? What do you do for a living, Cameron?
I'm a carpenter.
A carpenter, right. So how safe is that for the climate?
Well, I work with timber, which is a much more sustainable material rather than concrete. I also
But you work with trees that have been cut down then, don't you?
It's a sustainable building practice.
How is it sustainable if you're killing trees?
Because it's regenerative, you can grow trees.
Right. Well, you can grow all sorts of things, can't you?
Well, you can't grow concrete.
You can.
No.
They're just staring at each other right now.
Cheerio. That was Cameron.
And that's it. It's over. That's the whole interview. He just didn't want to. He didn't like what the guy had to say. He didn't really want to get into it with him. The guy started out from the very beginning, like, unfortunately, I'm here with you because my organization has set up this interview, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of stuck talking to you. But yeah, so that's the whole interview. That was the whole thing. And here's the funniest part about it. The station that has that Mike Graham guy, they posted that clip. They're proud of that.
No, they did not. This is a best of. It's like when we drive around and we listen to radio stations and they play a clip from their morning show, mm-hmm. and we say, that was the best you could find. Mm-hmm. That was it. That's the highlight of the day was that clip.
That was the best thing that happened today, and the station is the one who put that clip out. That embarrassing clip. It was so awkward and so weird. And at that one point where they're just both sitting there staring at each other because the interviewer has nothing else to ask, and the guy, they didn't really engage in anything. They didn't really get very far. And the idea that, no, you can grow concrete. What?
Concrete's not. It's not organic.
You can't grow concrete. So, of course, that went viral in the UK because it was such a ridiculous interview, mm-hmm. and people were having fun with the idea of concrete. And it's like somebody, for example, somebody posted like one of those cherry pickers with a guy in it working on a building, and they said, look, a giraffe in the wild.
Growing concrete.
So that's clip number one. Here's clip number two. Now, I don't know if you know much about Greek poetry, Greek philosophy. Do you know anything about Homer?
Simpson?
No!
No, he's an author. He's a Greek author.
Mm-hmm.
No!
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Shut up!
Mm-hmm.
Helen of Troy, very famous. You know, stuff that you probably, well, not you, but the rest of us had to read this stuff in school. So he was writing around 750 BC.
Shut up!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ancient Greek literature, very, very famous Greek literature. So there's a chat show, doesn't matter what the name of it is, there's a chat show where they ask trivia questions and you have to answer, and the trivia questions are kind of sophisticated. So they ask a question about the Greek philosopher Homer, but both contestants seem very confused.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods, and which other substance as their food?
All right. Nectar, the drink of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
What other substance as their food? I have no clue.
I know he likes donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben.
You're a stupid head.
Did he say donuts?
He did say donuts. And the look on the host face, the Quizmaster guy face, is precious. He's just like, what?
No, Homer likes donuts.
Mmm, donut.
Yeah, he thinks he means Homer Simpson and not Homer.
Man. Okay. Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well. You'd have got beer and donuts, yeah. Right, it's Homer's story.
Beer and donuts is her answer.
You're a stupid head.
She's going to agree with him and say donuts.
Yeah. So the one guy is like, Homer? No, Homer liked donuts. And she's like, well, beer and donuts.
They're not wrong. They didn't say his last name. They said Homer. Does the Homer guy have a last name?
No, it's just Homer like Madonna.
Okay.
Or like, you know.
But they're not wrong. Homer likes donuts.
Right, but that's Homer Simpson. This is Homer, the poet. The answer was ambrosia. It's nectar of the gods, and then the food was ambrosia.
Did you know that before this?
Yes, because I'm not a fucking moron.
Ambrosia didn't even make sense.
It does if
that
you
was
know.
A band in the 80s. It's not food. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, ambrosia, like, you know,
I think donuts makes more sense.
Yeah, so the funny thing is, like, the guy really thought it was Homer Simpson. Everyone was like, oh, this idiot. And then they go to the girl and she's like, yeah, beer and donuts. Like the fact that she was like right on board with the Homer Simpson thing. So that too has gone viral, because whenever someone says something dumb, they're smarter than we are in the UK. Like, it's funny, if you except for Jeopardy, most of our game shows are stuff like say the color red.
Or spell red. Yeah, things like that.
Yeah, spell the color red. You know, that's our game shows. So they're a lot smarter there, because that's the fact that was even a question on the game show, that they thought that people would know the answer.
Yeah, questions up until the $2,000 question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire are pretty easy.
Don't!
They don't ask Homer questions.
Don't!
Yeah, there's stuff like, is a German Shepherd a dog,
right.
B, giraffe, C, elephant, or D, food?
Mm-hmm.
Don't!
When you watch Jeopardy, that's real questions.
Yeah, those are hard. Every once in a while, I can run a category. Like, they've been doing, like, rap and hip-hop. They'll do, like, Jay-Z lyrics. I'm like, got this.
Mm-hmm. Then you just sit down the rest of the game.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, because the next thing is, like, you know, ancient philosophy. I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah. I watch it every now and then, because I think if you watch Jeopardy, it helps your brain.
Uh-huh.
So I watch it, and if I know, like, an answer, I get all happy.
Answer?
If I know an answer, then I get all happy that I'm the smartest man. If I get Final Jeopardy, forget about it. I'm the smartest man in the world.
The thing that makes me mad is my boyfriend is really smart. Whenever we watch Jeopardy, he just sits there and he's like, Half-Life, Blue, The Submarines, Life Without, you know, whatever. He just goes, he knows everything. He knows it so well. I'm like, you have to take the test and get on Jeopardy and go make us money. What are you doing sitting here on the couch?
Yeah.
Get off the couch. I don't care who the host
is. You're wasting me money, not making me money.
Exactly. He knows every single answer. He's really smart. He knows lots of trivia, lots of smart stuff. You know, he was like a Shakespeare guy in his day. Like, He knows. It's amazing how much stuff he knows. But he's like, no, I'd be too nervous on camera. I'm like, get over your nerves. Go make us money. Take some Valium. Go do the show. Exactly.
And Trebek instead isn't of watching there, MASH while we do this radio show, go ahead and submit to Jeopardy.